Here's a quick note on the quality of tonight's podcast. I was recording it on different equipment this time around, and it's a little uneven with the editing and some of the vocals. So please, please, please accept my apologies. It's still a good episode. Enjoy. To the Rufus Project mini podcast, the fortnightly podcast where we talk about geek and pop culture things that just happen to be grabbing our attention at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Honlon, and you will soon be hearing from my good friend, co-host, and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you on this podcast? Well, first up, I'm going to revisit the games you must play with a classic gothic game from 2004. And Christian has decided to get a little bit psychedelic and excited about the 70s for a reason you'll find out just a little bit later. Of course, we've got all the information about Christian's upcoming events and a bit more about our next redeeming features cast. It's a doozy. In the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. With the recent news that Paradox has bought White Wolf Game Studios, there's a lot of excitement online that we may see a sequel to a game called Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines that was originally released in 2004. Now, you may be wondering, why is this such a thing? Why are people so focused on this if you happen to be following the story? Well, it's quite simple. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines is a game you must play. As I said, it was released in 2004, and it was based on the role-playing game World of Darkness by White Wolf Publishing. You may also remember a TV series from around the same time called The Masquerade, which was also based in the same thing, even though that was much more soap opera-y, and let's not go into that too much at the moment. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines is actually a sequel to an earlier top-down game, was a full 3D role-playing adventure where you could choose to play as a male or female character from a number of different vampire clans within that particular universe. It ran on the same engine as Valve's Half-Life 2, so at the time the visuals were very impressive. They don't quite so much hold up now, but hey, what does from 2004? Where Bloodlines, as I'll call it now to save time, really stood out was with the actual depth of its story and the fact that which character you choose as to which clan you're with, and even if you're male or female, actually does affect the story. You're not just picking some arbitrary character to go through the same storyline. What you do does make a difference. It also introduced a morality system that actually worked better than a lot of games in more recent times, in that it wasn't quite so black and white. You could choose to be a more subtle, stealthy vampire and kill as little as possible, which actually gave you a much more positive gaming experience. Or you could be a complete blood-sucking psycho, in which case you would lose your humanity points and could even get to a point where the other vampires tried to hunt you down. It also stood out by being a very mature game for the time as well. There was definitely a lot of sexual themes within, and some quite skimpily dressed, well-endowed characters, shall we say. But it definitely still fitted in with the overall theme of the game, the feel of the game. It was also very masterful in the way that it told the story through the actual gameplay actions. There was very little in the way of cutscenes or sitting back or having to listen to people explain what's going on. It was all done through the questing system and through your interactions with the other characters in the game, which is, again, a very refreshing thing to happen in a game at this time. It wasn't all sunshine and roses, though. Unfortunately, the game itself was rushed for release, meaning that it was actually released in a broken state. There were quest lines that couldn't be completed, there were bugs within the game that caused significant problems, including one that where you got to an end of a particular quest about three quarters of the way through the game, and the game would crash. So in its released state, you could not actually finish it. Now, this is where the internet has stepped up and stepped in. There is a very large and very extensive fan patch that has been made, which fixes up pretty much all the broken quest lines, and it definitely means that you can get past that game crashing bug so you can finish the game. I can vouch for this. I have personally finished the game on more than one occasion. Now, I'm not totally convinced that this move that Paradox has bought White Wolf Games means that we are going to see a sequel to this very excellent Gothic role-playing game, but I can say very strongly that you should track down a copy of this game. You can get it so cheap now, it is ridiculous. Get a copy of the game, get a copy of the fan patch, maybe grab some updated graphical packs as well to make it look a bit prettier for modern systems, and dive into a deep, dark, gothic horror world where your choices do actually matter. Vampire: The Masquerade Bloodlines is definitely a game you must play.
John, Eric Burden, Fox, Gloria Gaynor, Sex Pistols, Sherwin D. Sherwood, Stevie Wonder, Elton Bell, John Paul Young, Guess Who, Gloria Gaynor, Sex Pistols, Sherwood, Skyhook, Stevie Wonder, LaBelle, John Paul Young, Guess Who, Yvonne Elliman, White Plains, Sweet, Stevie Wonder, Discotheque, Nice, Jane Dyer, Strait, Rose Royce, The Rolling Stones, Curtis Brown, Eric, Rose Royce, Three Dogs, Nine, Sherwood, Daddy, James, Wild, Jerry, Black Sabbath, Hal Douglas, Tina Turner, AC, Nancy, Black Sabbath, Wild Jerry, Queen, His, Patrick Hernandez, Hal Douglas, Jam, Blondie, Amy Stewart.
These and many more artists will appear as part of the playlist on Saturday the 21st of November at my 70s birthday dance party. I look forward to seeing you there. The Christian Fletcher events for 2015 may be winding down, but November promises to be one of the biggest months ever, event-wise. We've got some pretty big ones coming up. Kicking it off on Sunday, the 8th of November, is the David Bowie afternoon. You know the classic 1986 Jim Henson film Labyrinth? Well, that is screening from 2 p.m, followed by over 90 minutes of your favourite David Bowie music videos, rare clips and live footage, which will be playing on the big screen at New Globe Theatre. Tickets are only $10 per person, and you can bring the kids along. Tickets are available at the door. We also have a licensed bar. Halloween may have just been behind us, but that doesn't mean we can't look forward to Friday the 13th of November. Now, Sam Raimi's 1981 film The Evil Dead seems to make a regular appearance on my program only because it's so good and people love being able to see it. With the recent success of Ash vs. Evil Dead, the TV show, let's go back to the original Evil Dead film and see where it all began with Bruce Campbell and co. Tickets are available at the door for $10 per person from 6:30 p.m. One of my last major events for the year, head along to New Globe Theatre on Saturday the 21st of November for the 1970s dance party. You'll be celebrating my birthday, hey, just for the heck of it. Pre-book and tickets are only $15 or tickets $20 available at the door. This will be a night with music videos, disco dancing, music, live performances by some of Brisbane's favourite cabaret performers, and many more surprises. Get down at the Soul Train Dance Comp. Why not do the Nutbush? I look forward to seeing you there. It kicks off at 7 p.m, running right through until midnight. Get dressed up and make a night of it, and we'll party like it's 1979. Pre-book at ticketbooth.com.au. For full details about all of my upcoming events, visit www.christianfletcher.com or check out Christian Fletcher Events on Facebook. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. And if you would like to send us any comments, requests, suggestions, feedback, please do. You can find The Rufus Project super duper easily on Twitter and Facebook, or you can send us an email to therufusproject@gmail.com. If you've also gotten us via iTunes, feel free to leave a review. It'd be much appreciated. Make sure you come back next week as we have our next redeeming features cast. This time, Christian and I subject ourselves to Batman and Robin from 1997. Yep, the bat-nipple-tastic George Clooney Chris O'Donnell version with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the rather interesting role of Mr. Freeze. Here's a little taste of what we subjected ourselves to.
My name is Freeze. Learn it well, for it's the chilling sound of your doom.
This is the way the world could end.
Please, show some mercy.
With ice. With a kiss.
With venom. I probably should have mentioned this. I'm poison. Poison ivy.
And the only man who can stop them.
I Freeze. I'm Batman.
Can't do it alone.
Batman will watch his beloved Gotham perish.
Bundle up, boys. There's a storm coming.
And that does not do it justice. Take that to mean whatever you want. Don't forget, we also have our YouTube channel, and since we are actually coming up to a break in the podcast, more on that in future episodes, I'm hoping to get some of the promised material up on that in the very near future. Also, don't forget our t-shirt store. TheRufusProject.printup.com.au has a great selection of original designs that you should totally check out. Something else that I'm hoping to add some more to in the very near future. Now, the moral of this podcast is, what the heck was Christian on? I look forward to seeing your answers to those questions in the comments below. See you next time.